Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 16th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Associations of serum complement biomarkers with adverse clinical outcomes among patients with ischemic stroke. This study found significant associations of baseline serum complement C3 and complement C4 levels with the prognosis of ischemic stroke. The research demonstrated a link between these complement biomarkers and the primary outcome of death or major disability at discharge. These findings indicate the complement system's involvement in the progression of ischemic stroke among the 3,979 patients analyzed. The work underscores the potential of complement C3 and complement C4 as prognostic markers for adverse clinical outcomes in this patient population. Article number 2. Regulation of aldosterone secretion by substance P and the neurokinin type 1 receptor in aldosterone-producing adenomas. This study found that substance P and the neurokinin type 1 receptor are highly expressed in human aldosterone-producing adenoma tissues. Exogenous substance P stimulated aldosterone secretion in human aldosterone-producing adenoma cells in a dose-dependent manner. This stimulatory effect was blocked by a neurokinin type 1 receptor antagonist, demonstrating specific receptor mediation. Furthermore, the research showed that neurokinin type 1 receptor activation increased intracellular calcium concentration, elucidating a mechanistic pathway for aldosterone production. Article number 3. Critical temperature thresholds for identifying vulnerability to heat-related excess cardiovascular morbidity and mortality. This study identified critical temperature thresholds that increase vulnerability to heat-related excess cardiovascular morbidity and mortality. Researchers established neighborhood-level associations between high-resolution temperature and humidity and cardiovascular disease deaths and emergency department visits. The findings revealed specific community-level vulnerabilities linked to socio-demographic characteristics, which influence cardiovascular outcomes during extreme heat events. This work provides essential data for understanding and mitigating the impact of environmental heat on cardiovascular health across different populations. Article number 4. Pre-procedural left atrial strain as a predictor of long-term outcomes following mitral valve interventions in rheumatic severe mitral stenosis. This study found that pre-procedural left atrial strain predicts long-term outcomes following mitral valve interventions in patients with rheumatic severe mitral stenosis. The research utilized data from the master registry to establish specific predictive relationships for patient prognosis. Patients undergoing percutaneous mitral valvuloplasty or mitral valve replacement demonstrated outcomes correlated with their baseline left atrial strain measurements. These findings highlight left atrial strain as a valuable prognostic indicator for risk stratification and treatment planning in this specific patient population. Article number 5. Effect of mitochondria-derived methylmalonic acid on progress and mortality risk in U.S. adults with cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome. This prospective cohort study found a significant relationship between mitochondria-derived methylmalonic acid and the progress and mortality risk in United States adults with cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome. The research utilized data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey to establish this association, identifying methylmalonic acid as a relevant biomarker. Multinomial logistic regression analysis demonstrated that elevated methylmalonic acid levels correlated with adverse outcomes within the cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome patient population. These findings indicate methylmalonic acid plays a role in the pathophysiology of cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome and serves as a prognostic indicator for disease progression and mortality. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.